This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
Happy Friday, everybody. The countdown is on. Falcons training camp, July 24th. We'll be there through August 13th. All the days that camp is open to the public. And there are going to be a bunch of those. If you don't make it on day one, that's all good. You'll get a chance to get up there. But we're bringing you exclusive coverage, guys. Morning Shift Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, live from Flowery Branch. And then Mike and I finish things up at the Mall of Georgia right there at Hooters. At the Mall of Georgia. And, of course, coverage is brought to you by Rolex Real Mowers, guys, for the best grass in your neighborhood and by Window Nation. WindowNation.com or 866-90-NATION. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts July 24th. We are going to talk plenty about that in just a second. Grant is on the way. We'll talk to him about the Yankees being in town and what to expect the rest of the way from our Atlanta Braves. All-Star Week, the buildup, Mike, came and went. Thought our city did a great job. Thought the Braves did a great job.
Right.
We had a good game. Didn't finish in a tie.
We had a swing off.
I mean, like, so, you know, we got past all of this.
Hey, now.
But now it's back to the grind for our Braves. And we started the show today. And for those of you who are just joining us, where were you at? 2 o'clock. I said to Mike, maybe this seven-year run of the Braves going to seven consecutive postseasons and winning a World Series, should have been two, is done. And you've got to do some real reflecting because you can ignore all this season and go, well, they'll be better next year. What gives you the hope or the idea that they're just going to turn things around? Mike, we're 90-some-odd games into the season. This is who we
right.
are.
And this gets into, I mean, I guess the question some Braves fans, we'll talk to Grant about it coming up in about 15 minutes, is can you turn Michael Harris around? I mean, that's your center fielder, man. That's, you know, that's a big piece. You know, what are you going to do next year in the shortstop? We'll get to all that later. You know, but Ozzie, I mean, are you going to cut bait on Ozzie Albies? And some guys always say, well, trade him. There's not a market for a guy that's one of the worst hitters in the league. I was joking around yesterday. I know I irked. I'm always irking some Braves fans out there. But, you know, when Michael Harris was signing autographs and a guy from Cincinnati or Houston asked me, you know, who's that guy? I go, well, he's a Braves player, but he's one of the worst hitters in the league right now, which is true. I wasn't trying to be a Weisenheimer. Braves fan ahead of me goes, no lie told. So you got to, you know, look at the big picture and say, are you going to try to retool some of this in the offseason? And does it all start with moving Ozuna because he's a free agent at the end of the year? Now, granted, he's got to sign off on where you trade him to, Carl. But I would think if Ozuna can catch a little bit of fire in the next couple of weeks, that would be a guy you could move before the deadline.
Yeah, that's the key. I mean, if he's average, I don't know how much more his value increases. If he gets hot, maybe he becomes a valuable piece. But I don't think we're selling off this team. And the reason is very simple. You still have very reasonable contracts and guys under your control that make this a team that probably you're going to run back next year. Now, there'll be some changes, but you're going to run fundamentally back the main guys, the core I keep talking about. And my fear is maybe, just maybe, this core that has led us to one of the greatest offensive seasons ever, that helped lead us to a World Series, that has led us to seven straight postseasons, may just this run may be done. And sometimes it's hard to swallow when you go, wait a minute, they're all so young, and we're supposed to be in our prime. We've been saying this about Ozzie all year. He's just not been that guy.
Right. And again, we'll get into it with Grant, because O'Reilly's not hitting like what you expect him to hit. Olsen is basically doing overperforming his baseball card right now. He's been solid. I know some Braves fans were upset he didn't get a chance to compete in that. No, swing off at the end of the game. But more on that on the way. Speaking of swinging, are we going to be teeing off on quarterbacks? And is the secondary going to reap the benefits this year?
Well, this is the most excited I've been about the secondary as a whole in a while, because I believe the playmaking has been upgraded, and certainly the speed, and you add that to an already, Mike, pretty damn good safety in Jesse Bates, who may be, in my opinion, the best safety in the league. Listen, there's two or three other guys you might mention in the same sentence as Jesse Bates, but for the first time, and it's funny because two seasons ago, Mike and I said, are they going to address this secondary? We needed corners. They really didn't address it. Last season, we didn't draft one, right? Remember, everybody was like, okay, they need to go draft one. So now I'm looking at this and I'm going, all right, there are some guys that were here that are back, but the new guys are what I'm excited about. Billy Bowman Jr. We talked to one of his teammates, Mike, as a matter of fact, his best friend on the team from Oklahoma, who's there again this year, and he said, look, Billy loves two things, football and gaming. Like, that's all he does, man. He is a guy that's focused and locked in. Xavier Watts, Mike, I believe will be the starting safety next to Jesse Bates when this thing turns, we turn the regular season on. And then you say, all right, are we better at covering with A.J. Terrell and then the cover corners? Look, they believe in Mike Hughes. I know a lot of people didn't. Statistically, he's one of the better corners in the league. When you talk about a top 40 guy, potentially from stats, I just feel like the secondary is more capable of giving us what we need. And now, will we have those mental breakdowns? Will we have those communication gaps?
Yes.
That's the question.
Time to time, but I do think, you know, you've got more power up front in the front seven than that secondary. I mean, this is probably the best front AJ's had in front of him.
I agree.
If you go back over his career, and he got the contract extension, Jesse Bates is a superstar, we know that. Jordan Fuller, what's he got left in this stage? I think it's a nice piece to have. But where I'm excited is guys like Xavier Watts, and then we spoke yesterday, if you guys missed the conversation, about Billy Bowman in Oklahoma. It was the safety from Oklahoma that was talking about his former teammate, kind of like the way Bryson Eason was talking to us about what we should expect for James Pierce Jr. And that young man's name, I just found a picture of his watch and bling, was Robert Spears Jennings, originally from Atlanta. But he was talking about what, man, we got a ball hawk in Bowman. So maybe we got two guys who could be that sort of hybrid nickel or even in the dime package. So that might be covered. But more importantly, they don't have to hold, cover guys for like, one Mississippi to six Mississippis, which has seemingly been what's happening the last few years.
Yeah.
Think of that Minnesota game last year.
Well, look, last time we talked to A.J. Terrell, and then I got to ask you something, because I was talking with somebody that's close to it today, and we were talking about the schedule, and I got to mention this because I really haven't looked at it that way, but it's true. Before that, though, when we last had Jesse Bates on the show, Jesse, we asked him about these communication gaps that we had at the end of the season. The Minnesota game is one of them. We had that same issue, Mike, in the Carolina game where we shouldn't have given up the touchdowns we gave up. Guys, we made Bryce Young look like a Joe Montana, right? And AJ said, Jesse said, yeah, look, those things happen. Those are things we got to get corrected. But I also think, Mike, the communication is going to be better because I believe, and you may not, that we actually have a defensive coordinator who knows what he's doing. Jeff Ulbrich brings more experience than Jimmy Lake did.
Jimmy Lake was like, I hate to say it, but this also goes back to, it's funny, I had this conversation the other day with somebody off the air about, like, it always seemed like you're not really buying into Raheem Morris. Well, I mean, Raheem Morris had been a head coach. He was with the Rams, won a Super Bowl, was part of a good personnel. If he had his fingers involved in picking some of those players, great stuff. But then you bring a guy in, Jimmy Lake, that it was kind of obvious to a lot of fans that he was in over his head. And when he did get involved and more hands-on, we saw certainly guys like Caden Ellis. All of a sudden, now they're getting more pressure on the quarterback. So that's one when I say, how did you not know that Jimmy Lake wasn't ready to go? And how is that your best option? Because that's part of your job security, is you got to have a coach who knows what he's doing. But are you excited about Ulbrich? You take nothing from the Jets experience and you're not worried?
No. It was a blank show. Inside the building, it was a blank show. And that's coming from people that were in the building.
Right.
You have let go of the general manager, the head coach, and the entire staff that was there. It is a completely new vibe with the Jets, with Aaron Glenn there. And I cannot blame Jeff Ulbrich for stepping in and being the interim coach. And, Mike, on top of that, you had all the Aaron Rodgers stuff. It was just a lot. He, go look at what the defense was when Jeff Ulbrich was doing his job, and the Jets, the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season, they had one of the best defenses in the league. It fell apart because, again, internally, there was just too much BS going on. So I just feel like, look, experience matters to me. He's got more time in it, and more importantly, more experience calling these defenses and understanding what he wants to do at this level. Jimmy Lake may be a great defensive coordinator at the collegiate level, but he, this first test for him at the professional level was a fail. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. I just want to mention this because we'll have plenty of time as we go through the next few weeks as we get ready for training camp and get ready for the preseason games and all that's gonna going to entail. The first six games are going to tell us a lot. And I think that we cannot overreact. Now, I say this, and I probably will be overreacting if this thing goes sideways.
Right.
But we can't overreact if after the first six, we're 500. And the reason I say that is because the Bucs opener, I know it's a division game, but they're really good, guys. Like, they may be better than they were last year. And that's our home opener. And I'm not saying we weren't going to win that, but we got to get that one, right? Then you go to the Vikings, Mike, and I just want to lay this out because I was having this conversation today and we were kind of talking about this, and a buddy of mine said, look, I'm looking at these first six games. I said, well, I'm looking at the first four. He said, no, look at the six. Vikings is their home opener, and it's Sunday Night Football. Now, for those of you who have not been there, it's nuts. It's crazy. It's going to be a crazy environment. Don't know, again, if Sam Darnold's absence is going, how that's affecting the Vikings.
But that's just it. We might get J.J. McCarthy, and he's not the guy.
Maybe.
And he's struggling, or he's, you know, remember, he was having a great preseason before he got injured, and that's why Sam Darnold, the rest was history. Sam Darnold wound up bankrolling that to a career with Seattle. But I'm with you. The Pittsburgh game was always daunting. We could have won. Like, if Cousins has some degree of mobility, we win that Pittsburgh game. He was like a freaking statue back there. But, you know, that's why the argument is, had you had Penix last season, could you have gone 2-2? But then again, could Penix have brought you from behind like he did, Cousins did against the Eagles?
I don't think he would have had the grasp of the offense. Right.
That's a big ask.
Yes, that Cousins had.
But a guy just hit us up on the text line and goes, why are you guys worried about the Bucs? Because they got Kalijah Kansi and Vita Vea and Diaby. They got a bunch of dudes.
No.
They got Levante David. They got a bunch of weapons.
It's not even that. Their offense is going to be better.
And that's the thing. They added a wide receiver, guys. We talked about it. They got Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State. Who's going to be their special sauce in addition to two other great wide receivers.
Well, Godwin and Mike Evans,
right,
who always give us issues.
That's why we're a little worried about the Bucs game.
At Vikings, tough. It's road game, crazy environment. At Panthers, it's also their home opener. So by week three, and you say, well, it's the Panthers. Laugh if you want to. They beat the hell out of us at the end of the season.
Embarrassed us.
Bryce Young has taken the next step. And I think they have improved. So let's just say, hey, we're 1-2, maybe going up against, here come the Commanders. And then you play the Bills. And I said, okay, so I see what you're saying with these first six. This gets interesting, guys, because I think, Mike, you got to go 500 in these first six games. And that also includes at the 49ers. So Bucks, Vikings, Panthers, Commanders, Bills, 49ers. I'm just like,
we got a bye week. And I hate the early bye week because you want to, you know, lick your wounds later in the season. We don't get that opportunity. Bye week is week five. But that's it. I mean, like San Francisco, I'm not as scared about San Francisco because, you know,
you're not a believer in Purdy, and neither am I.
I don't believe in Purdy, and is McCaffrey going to be on the field week seven?
That's a good question.
But you get back into it. This is why when people say, why doesn't Vegas give us the love? Well, we think we know what we have with Penix. He looked great against the Commanders, did enough to beat, you know, Carolina, you know, beat a bad Giants team through no help with Pitts. But this is why Vegas has our over-under at 7.5 for the start to the season.
It's going to be harder. By the way, the 49ers game, look, Mike's right. But they paid everybody. And I'll tell you this. You want to talk about a chess match? Raheem and Kyle Shanahan know each other as well as you could know each other. So does Jeff Ulbrich. And if anybody you would say could call plays, Mike, and set our defenses up and know what these guys want to do, it's Kyle Shanahan. And he's done it with lesser personnel.
Right.
It's going to be interesting, man. Just saying. We'll talk plenty more about it. Well, something to look at. All right, we're coming back. Grant McCauley is going to join us. Braves Yankees tonight over at Truist Park. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Braves Yankees tonight. Spencer Strider on the hill. Let's talk to our buddy Grant McCauley, who's back at it. Before we get into this series, tell me about your All-Star Week, man. Tell me what you did. What moment will you cherish? Because I know you were taking it all in.
Yeah, the question might be like, what did I not do? Because it felt like there was so much to do, but then it went by so fast as well. But there was a lot to take in, from the futures game to the draft to the home run derby to the game itself. I mean, there was a ton of activity. So many people here at the fan village over across the way. I got to do my show at Merce. I mean, it's a hit list of fun things. And I got to go on an all-star date with my wife. So it pretty much checked all the boxes for me. But I would say the one thing, like the one singular event that really jumped off the page to me, was the Hank Aaron tribute in the sixth inning during the All-Star game. We were sitting just over the left field wall, and as that thing started to wind down and you already had the chills from everything else they had presented, that beam of light just shot straight up into the sky. It's just, it was very, very fun for somebody who's, you know, grown up in being a Braves fan for a very long time and obviously understanding the history of the game and the importance of Hank Aaron and his impact on this franchise and Major League Baseball as well. It was beautiful to see him memorialized and celebrated for everything he accomplished on the field and, as he always liked to say, as a person.
So well said, Grant. Yeah, it was Goosebumps City. I went home after watching it in person at the stadium to see it on TV, and it looked great on TV, and as you said, it was Goosebumps City in person. I know we're not going to have that knee-jerk reaction, although it was kind of funny to see some columnists and talking heads say, maybe we should end tie games with swing-offs in the regular season. That's not happening.
Yeah, it's like, what was it, the Reggie Jackson quote about facing Nolan Ryan. I mean, like, I love fastballs like people love ice cream, and everybody loves ice cream until somebody's shoving it down your throat. And I feel like it would just be way too much of it. I mean, the home run derby is something that I think is fun. Is it always the perfect format or the perfect field? No. But I do think you can get into it and enjoy it for what it is. a certain amount of times, the one night, and then for the All-Star game, nobody wants to see it end in a tie again. I certainly don't want to see them tie it, no pun intended, to the World Series. So I enjoyed it for what it was. It kind of slipped my mind that that was part of the format. I was thinking, oh no, how are we going to handle extras and ghost runners and whatever else? And instead, it was just a very nice, pleasant surprise as I watched them swing the center field gate open and bring the L screen out and start announcing all the rules and the participants for that. So kind of neat and kind of quirky, but yeah, we don't need that in every single game. No, thank you.
All right. How do we get back on track? Can we get back on track? What needs to happen here as we start this, you know, part of the season? It's not technically the second half because we've played 90 games or so, right? 95. What do we need to do, Grant? And how are you viewing the progress of the players that have struggled and the team and offensively what we've not been able to do? How do you look at this moving forward?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions there, so I'll try to like pick them off as much as I can with what I would imagine is the Braves' mindset going forward. And something Brian Snitker said when he talked to the media earlier today, we cannot worry about all 67 games. We cannot start thinking, okay, we need to win 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 11 or whatever it was that he said as his example, because then what happens if you lose two or three in a row and now you're doing math in your head and trying to figure it out? He said, look, we have to win today, and then we have to wake up and do it again tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. And it sounds cliche, I'll give you that, but over the course of a long baseball season, you will drive yourself nuts if you are just looking at the numbers and the standings and, again, trying to do the math in your head. So trying to be in the right headspace, maybe this reset over the All-Star break will kind of give them a little bit of that reprieve that they needed from being in the grind day after day after day. I think Ronald Acuna Jr. and Matt Olson also got a couple of days after the All-Star festivities, which, by the way, I think both of them enjoyed the opportunity to be a part of that. But now, yeah, you've got 67 games. Is it a long shot to get to where you wanted to get to way back in spring training when you showed up? It absolutely is. But really, there's just no time like the present to try to climb out of the hole that you're in, 10 games under 500 at the All-Star break. You can't win them all in one day. You can't get all the way back the way you want to in 24 hours. So it's just going to be climbing, putting one foot in front of the other. And they're going to have to score more runs. I think we all know that. Austin Riley's on the injured list right now, but did take batting practice today. He could be back as soon as he's eligible. I think I talked to Matt Olson earlier today. He said they're hoping to have him back very soon. So, yeah, you've got to get your full accompaniment of guys out there, and you've got to see more consistent offense. This pitching staff had done everything it could. Now it's ravaged by injuries. They're trying to plug holes in the rotation and then the staff in general. You got Joey Wentz brought in here over the last week, and Dane Dunning trade last night. He's over from the Texas Rangers. There's just a lot, and you might know because my answer just keeps going and going and going for the Braves to get right in the second half.
Yeah, and again, Dunning just has long relief. Is that the role?
Yeah, for now, but I do think that he's a guy that as they're trying to tend to these bullpen games, I'm using the air quotes, you can't keep doing bullpen games two times through the rotation every single time. They're going to have to settle on some guys that can throw at least four, five, six innings on a semi-regular basis so that you're not just wiping out that bullpen time after time after time. He did have three straight years of 25-plus starts. He was very good in 23. I talked to him a little bit today about, you know, getting himself back on track. And I think that's kind of how he's viewing this new opportunity, whatever role they need him in, and trying to work on some pitches, particularly, I believe, a cutter that could really help him to get some outs for the Braves. He said that's his goal, get out there and get as many outs as possible.
How good of a season is Aaron Judge having, in your opinion?
Tremendous. And he's done this before, but I don't know if it's – do you say this is his best one yet? Because he's got 67-ish games left to add to it as well. He also owns the home run record for the American League. So I don't know where the best of Aaron Judge is, but this has got to be in that stratosphere that he operates in. He's one of the most dangerous hitters in this era or any era in New York Yankees history. Take a moment to digest that, because we're talking about Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, A-Rod, Reggie Jackson, and a host of others, Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio. I mean, it can go on and on and on. And this guy's right up there with him. So it'll be strange to see Monument Grove with all those retired numbers. And then 99 is also off the board, because who in the world would have gone through a career like this, like he's having, wearing the number 99?
Right. We won't get to see Max Fried. But again, getting back to your point about the pitching, as Grant McCauley joins us, guys, in the WadeFord.com hotline. We'll see Wentz, who we picked up off waivers, see what he can do. But it's just, you're asking a lot of a team. Even if you do start hitting, it brings us back to Carl's question about what do we do with the deadline. It just seems like too many holes to fill for this time around. You need, Ozuna to get on a little bit of a tear to increase the market value. What is Ozuna's trade value now?
Here's the thing, Mike. I really feel like with Ozuna, everybody knows what you're going to get. It's a dangerous hitter who is dealing with an injury that is probably sapping his power potential. I think the Braves rode it as long as they could to see if maybe he'd get hot. I know Brian Snitker said that about a week or two ago before they went out on that last road trip. You're just kind of hoping that, all right, well, if he's not feeling like the hip's bothering him too much, or he's saying it's not, maybe he'll get hot again, but he just didn't. So now you're going to see, I think, more Drake Baldwin and Sean Murphy, because you've just gotten to that point where you just, I think, have to kind of play your best guys, or the ones that are swinging the bat the best, because you've backed yourself into, through the wall, basically. It's like that Homer Simpson gif where you're just sliding back into the hedges because there's just nowhere further to go.
You're on this week. When are you on this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be on Sunday from 5 to 7 on From the Diamond. We will unpack the MLB draft for the Braves. I think it was a very intriguing one. A lot of position players, shortstops in particular, towards the top, and also a tantalizing pitching prospect who was, I think, a first-round talent to be. So we'll talk all about that, and of course, we'll set the tone for the Braves. I guess they have to do it themselves, though, for what's going to be happening in the second half and the lead-up to the trade deadline and so much more. So From the Diamond, 5 to 7, right here on 92.9 The Game, on the Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Grant, I mentioned it to Carl, we're back in the studio after the All-Star game, where I was sitting, a smattering of boos. Like, people were over the Freddie Freeman thing, and let's turn the page and get behind Matt Olson. Matt's been doing a great job. Were you surprised that Dave Roberts didn't use him in that swing-off? I know it was weird because he had a bunch of big names who were already gone on their private planes to get out of there, but the way the things was handled, Dave Roberts, was he just getting everybody in the game, or was he being too cute, or just the way the game flowed?
There's a little bit of trying to get everybody in the game. I will say this, and to Dave Roberts' credit, he was asked about that and said, yeah, maybe I should have thought through that a little bit more from the Matt Olson angle. You weren't going to see Ronald Acuna Jr. because he had already bowed out of the home run derby. You're not going to put him in a situation that was going to hurt him. But you didn't see Ohtani on the other side. You didn't see Judge. I mean, this was who we thought was still going to be in the building or in this zip code that might participate in that derby. So I think you just kind of do what you can in that scenario. But on the Freddie thing, we relitigate this a lot. I don't know if you guys watched the Freddie documentary that came on MLB Network last night. If you haven't, I recommend that you do. It is hard to not like Freddie Freeman. So the boos, that surprises me a little bit. Do we need to have a performative reunion every time he comes to town? Of course not. But this is a guy that I still think will get his number retired by this team. Who knows how his road will go before he retires, if he ever makes it back here. But I think if he goes into Cooperstown, there's a very good chance that he will, that he might have a Braves hat on there as well. And you can tell that he loved Atlanta, his time here. But, the road in life takes us in different directions. And for Freddie Freeman, he's done all right for himself out in L.A.
It's been really good. World Series MVP and picked up another ring. He's been really good.
Yes,
and you could argue that he's been the catalyst, right? I mean, like, even though they added Ohtani, he was the guy in those playoffs. All right. Great stuff, Grant. We'll be listening this weekend. Let's see what the Braves do against the Yankees. We'll talk to you on Monday about all the stuff over the weekend.
Sounds great. Good to chat with you guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, man. You too. He was like a kid in the candy store this last week. Because when you love it like he does,
right,
and it comes to your city and you're getting all this access and getting a chance to talk to some of the all-time greats, like I said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. You, a lot of times, Mike, you travel. It's not the same in being in your home city.
Right. Home Run Derby was great. That's the first Home Run Derby I got to be in the stands for. And that was something, man, as we said. We knew that Raleigh was going to put on a show, but it was kind of neat to see O'Neill Cruz with that 513-foot tater past the racetrack sign. And as we mentioned, as Grant said to start the conversation, anybody who was there will never forget the Hank Aaron tribute.
Guess who was picked to win the SEC?
Oh.
We'll tell you.
Boo!
Stay right there.
Bad guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It is complete disrespect. That's what this is. How is it that you go on the road and beat a team in their house, then you play that same team later in the year for all the marbles in the SEC championship game, and you beat them again, and yet the next season rolls around, and after SEC Media Days wraps up this week here in the A, you are not considered to be the best team and win this conference?
I mean, to be the man, you gotta
beat the man. And that man is Georgia. If you have not heard, SEC media gets a chance to vote on the team that they believe is going to win the conference. The media tab, Texas over Georgia and Alabama as league champions. Now, look, I said this. Some of this is hype, okay? Some of this is overhyping Arch Manning. I think the kid's going to be great. But some of it is just buying into all of the hype that is surrounding what's going on with Texas right now. But how is Georgia not picked to win the SEC after you beat Texas twice last year and you picked them second?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the Arch Manning factor. Arch Manning is going to be the best thing since sliced bread into the world of college football. You know what they said, you know, back in the day about Joey Logano coming to NASCAR? There's been so much hype, and look, he handled everything at the media center and at the College Football Hall of Fame with aplomb because he's a Manning. He's used to it. He grew up under the spotlight. But all the expectations, I think, with Texas are centered around this guy taking it to the next level, doing things that Quinn Ewers couldn't do. But that said, Georgia still has, you know, the experience. They got the better. I think you could argue Kirby is better than Sark. I think Sark does coach tight at times. You know, we discussed Bobo at length yesterday and some of the other assistants. One reason maybe why they're ahead, Carl, there's two Texas players on the all first team. This is the rankings, all the writers, all the media, TV, radio, all the people voted on. There's not one Georgia player on the first all SEC first team.
Which is unusual. It is.
Which kind of goes back to what we talked about with, you know, not having the depth. There is a Georgia player, Oscar Delp, at tight end on the second team, but there's only one Georgia football player on the first two, you know, first team, second team, all offense for the SEC.
But the Arch Manning hype, let me explain to you. Like for example, they picked Texas to win the SEC championship, which means they'll be back here in Atlanta and they'll arguably be playing, according to the media, Georgia or Alabama or LSU, because those are the top four teams. South Carolina's in the mix too, but they only got five votes. The problem is Arch Manning's not the first team All-SEC guy. He's the third team. So for all the hype that you go, well, it's all about Arch Manning, they didn't even vote him to be the best quarterback in the conference. That went to Lenore Sellers at South Carolina.
Again, Lenore Sellers, obviously a one-man, you know, gang. He can throw it. He can run over you three. I think he's going to be better throwing the football. But he does have that, you know, at least that body of evidence to put him on top where Arch, you know, you've seen sample sizes of Arch in mop-up roles, but you haven't seen him be the man yet.
No, I just feel like there is a disparity there. Like, if you feel like you're all in on Texas, then Arch should be, despite how many snaps you think he's taken and what you think he is, he should be the first team all guy, conference guy. He's not. Two other quarterbacks picked in front of him. So with that said, look.
But Georgia does, I'm sorry to cut you off, Georgia does have Christian Miller as defensive lineman, K.J. Bolden in the backfield, and Dalen Everett, all preseason first team.
First
defense.
Team, yes. Defense is going to be fine.
And this is just the opinions of the media at the time. Yeah. I mean, they do this every year in all the conferences, but that's who's on it.
Well, the years they've picked Georgia, they've been right. I mean, like, when the years when Saban was there and they're picking Alabama to win it, they were right. I don't think they're wrong when they say these are the top four teams, but it's interesting to me that Alabama is over LSU. Okay, well, they'll get a chance to prove it because they'll play each other. South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Vandy and Florida are tied, again, to win the SEC. These are the votes. And then you get to Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Auburn. I think, again, that what we saw with Ole Miss, they're just not going to be as good up front. Auburn may be a pleasant surprise. But, Mike, you're still talking about Georgia and Alabama being atop this conference.
Right.
And it could easily come down to those two teams again.
Who did a better job of, replacing the guys they left to the went to the NFL? And who's left? Now, my argument has been, and Carl's been goading me, taking shots at Stacey Searles, the offensive line coach.
You don't like him.
Well, is he?
You don't trust him.
Is he the best guy for the job?
You don't think he's that good.
He's been around. Pittman was better. Luke was better. That's all I'm saying. He's good at his job, but guys that were better translated to back-to-back national championships. So the guys that are now starting for Georgia on offensive line couldn't beat the guys out. And I know I said this earlier. I'll say it again for this audience in their cars now. Those guys couldn't do anything with Notre Dame. Notre Dame was in our backfield. Notre Dame ran roughshod. So that's my concern. And as far as Georgia and Gunnar Stockton, we learned and we know that players love this guy. They wanted to play for him. It's not a knock on Carson Beck. They just love this guy. And maybe it is a knock on Beck. Who knows? But they do love playing for Stockton, and he's going to have better receivers and hopefully going to catch the football. But to me, Georgia, they're going to rise or die with this offensive line. Mm. Because you said it. They were one of the worst running teams last year in the SEC and weighed down by Georgia's elite standards.
Yeah.
Is that going to be better this year?
Yes, it has to be. And by the way, Kirby was asked, I think my man Randy McMichael asked him about, do you feel disrespected? He's going to use this.
Right.
He's going to use this.
Of course.
He's going to say, no, maybe we're not being talked about as much, but you just got into the conference and we beat your tail twice last year.
Right.
You don't think he's going to use this?
We went in your house, and our quarterback was hot garbage.
He was hot garbage.
He was giving it up to you guys. You couldn't do anything with it. And we came back, and again, you nearly knocked our quarterback's block off, and he's still out there and got the job done.
Yeah. It's interesting. This is going to make for fun games. There's no doubt about it. And remember, Texas comes to Athens, guys, this season. So if, in fact, those teams are undefeated at that point, Mike, it'll be one of, if not the biggest games of the season.
Right.
But that's if they can get past Ohio State. Now, here's the deal. Texas can lose to Ohio State. Doesn't mean that they're not playing for the SEC championship game. Right? We now know you can lose a game like that early in the season, and it still won't deter your path from getting to the SEC championship game. But I think if they were to beat Ohio State – and Georgia's undefeated at that point. When that game goes down, it becomes the biggest game of the year for many, many reasons.
Look, Georgia Tech went 8 overtimes with Georgia last year. Georgia Tech playing Georgia this year. It's going to be a bonanza. That's at Mercedes-Benz, by the way.
It is.
And it's one of those games that for some Tech fans, maybe you wish it was at Bobby Dodd. Either way. But that's the toughest out-of-conference opponent. Ohio State, we know they're going to play Texas. Oklahoma is going to play Michigan. But as far as Alabama, they get FSU. I think Alabama's going to handle Florida State. But these early season games, they don't put you out, especially if it was a 16 game. But it's not going to be a 16 game. It's a 12 game this year.
Yeah, here's the other thing, too, and this is the thing why I'm concerned. Not concerned. We just got to wait and see. But Mike mentioned the
12-team. I said 12-team playoff, sorry.
The defense has guys that are considered to be first-team all-conference guys for Georgia. No surprise. And K.J. Bolden might be the best defensive back in the conference. But offensively, Mike, you know, when you start talking about no wide receivers, no running back, forget about the quarterback, no running backs, no offensive linemen, first team all SEC voted by the media from Georgia, is that concerning? Because we're so right. used to seeing a few names there, especially on the offensive side, none of those guys are showing up.
Well, like we said last year, you know, there was so much hype about Trevor Etienne, and he was not really a factor. Neither running back went over 700 yards. Now you're talking about Noah Thomas and Zachariah Branch.
Yes, right.
As the big transfers and hopefully catch the football. You know, you still got a good tight end in Oscar Delp. He was, you know, he made the preseason all SEC. And, you know, we talked about the running game. Nate Frazier, I think much was made about the fumbles because it did happen.
Third team, by the way, all SEC yeah. voted 13.
But and then we get into the Bobo factor. How's he going to run these guys? So that's why, I mean, I think Georgia fans, you revel in those back-to-back championships, and now I think Georgia fans, there's nobody out there calling the show going, we're going to go 14-0. Everybody realizes just how the razor's edge, because the depth just isn't there around college football. Everybody's dealing with the same deal. Texas, you may have the talent, but you still got Sarkisian. But trust him in those big games.
Yeah, I find this fascinating. I just do. 404-726-0929. You can text us. Hit us up on social media as well. And here's the cool thing. Like, we can get all crazy and excited. They're going to play. Alabama plays LSU, right? Georgia's going to play Texas this year. Like, Tennessee will get a chance to see what they're against Georgia. Florida will get a chance. So that's the cool thing, right? It's going to play out in front of us, but it is, I think, a little bit insulting. If I had a vote this year, and I didn't, I would have voted Georgia, still just based off of what they did last year. And, Mike, didn't they go deeper, or did they lose in the same round as Texas? Because Texas lost to Ohio State, right? So that was the semifinals
right.
for Texas. So they went one round further than Georgia did.
Yeah, Georgia lost to Notre Dame.
That's right.
Right, and then Notre Dame got the Ohio State matchup. And, again, Notre Dame, by the way, you haven't even talked about all this week. We're talking about Big Ten versus SEC.
And, by the way, Big Ten Media Week this week, right. by the way. We'll hear a bunch of stuff out of Tony Petitti and company.
And Notre Dame's going to be good. I mean, like the parity is there. We debated all week long who's got the better conference from top to bottom. Well, the best four, you know, who's got the top four is Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, better than Georgia, Texas. And then who's the 3 and 4 for the SEC right now? See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? Is it LSU with Kelly? You talked about the pressure they're under.
Yeah.
They got to go to Clemson to start the season.
Well, ACC Media Days this week, also Big Ten. And you're going to hear from Dabo Swinney, Mike. Clemson, I think, reclaims the title there in the ACC, and I believe they'll be the team to beat. But Commissioner Tony Petitti, and I'm just putting this out there, Tuesday, just like Greg Sankey kicked off SEC, he speaks. And we're going to get a chance to hear him kind of put his foot down. Let's hear what he says next week about this whole playoff thing and how he views this. And then, you know, we'll hear from all their coaches and whatnot. But again, the two power conferences are going back-to-back, or at least, you know, right. battling each other
right. and by the way, for
dominance of how this is going to move forward. And as Greg Sankey says, we're going to still do what's best for the SEC.
And by the way, I left out Alabama. Why do you hate Alabama so much? Alabama is loaded, and they may have the best quarterback. And they got a team, we talked, if you missed the interview we did with Cole Kublik from over there in Birmingham, that last year, maybe a little too loose on the reins in his first year was Kalen DeBoer. Guys took advantage of it. That's not going to happen this year. So it would be Georgia, obviously Texas. You say Texas, Alabama. And then, of course, I think A&M would be the fourth best team in the SEC preseason for me. For you?
They're my sleeper. I mean, like, again, it's hard for me to even say that because they always fall apart. But they're my sleeper team. I don't think South Carolina's not sneaking up on anybody, Mike.
Some people felt they were overrated being ranked fifth in the conference this year preseason.
Yeah.
But you're right. Not going to sneak up on anybody. Shane Beamer just stole a running back from Florida State, by the way, today. So Beamer's doing a good job on the recruiting trail, but Gamecocks, now that's the thing. How do you do when there's serious expectations thrown on your program?
All right, guys. By the way, tonight, Chris is off. Garrett has the full four tonight. Garrett is filling in for Turtle, so make sure you stay tuned. He's got a lot of stuff. He did a great job for us down at SEC Media Days. He was helping out, doing a bunch of different things. He's got a great perspective on that and much more, so make sure you stay tuned. Also, when we come back next week, it's go time. 3 days, 2 days, countdown to training camp. And again, reminder, we will be there. All of our shows will be there. And then Mike and I will be doing the show next week at every open practice, okay? And we'll We'll remind you leading into it, but we're going to be at Hooters Mall of Georgia. So make plans, man, to come through and have fun.
Right.
I got to ask you now, and I'll ask you next week. You excited about camp now?
Well, yes and no. I mean,
wait a minute. Yeah, you got to be excited about camp.
I told you I was going to be pragmatic. I was not going to be the hype man. Yeah. Mike Missouri Bell, show me. Carl.
Thank you.
Show me state.
Okay.
I'm excited about the draft. We addressed, you know, some serious issues, but it's a young team. It's a young defense and it's a young quarterback. But I mean, yes, on paper, we know we got better stuff than I think than the rest of the nation is giving us credit for. We saw what Penix is capable of. So I like our chances. I just, you know, Coach Rock going to get better.
Are you excited?
So I guess Mike won't rise up next season. He'll hashtag settle down.
Jeez. Okay. We'll ask you next week and see.
We'll see how I feel after watching that first walkthrough.
See how, yes. We'll see how your opinion changes. All right, Big O, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat. Hey, thanks to all of our guests. They're online at Odyssey.com. B-Mac stopped by to talk some NFL with us, Grant, as well. Check out the full show, guys. Subscribe to us on Odyssey.com, and you won't miss a segment. Day-Day was off today. Big O, way to keep things rolling with all the things that you were responsible for and keeping us up. Thank you again. Garrett has the full four coming up at 6 o'clock. Mike Bell, man, let's get to the weekend. Guys, be safe. We're back at you at Monday, 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Mark Schlereth is going to join us. We start to dive in deeper into our football coverage. Make sure you're here. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, we were talking about it earlier. One of our favorite things on British Open Championship, as they say across the pond. Weekend is getting up early to watch it on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, we love Tiger. We've been talking about years about Tiger and can we live in a world without Tiger. Carl brought it up earlier. You got to appreciate the brilliance of Scottie Scheffler. Now, again, long way to go, just halfway there. But this guy put on a show today. 8 birdies, great conditions. The weather's going to be brutal on Sunday. Is Scottie going to be able to position himself to just stand back, weather the weather, and just win another major, win his first British? I think the answer is yes.
I do, too. Hey, man, as we talked about SEC football all week long and being down there and taking in the week that was the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, it just made me do one thing again. Appreciate how great our city is when it comes to sports. We handle these big events. We put on great events. And for all the chatter around the country that has been out there for a long time, oh, Indiana's not a great sports town, they have no idea. We have a great sports town. We have a passion, and we care. And again, this week was just another example of it. So, applauds to Atlanta. Applaud yourself. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're taking your mistress to Coldplay. You know what, bro? How about this? Prove it. Maybe there'll be room for a modicum of enthusiasm on my part after the draft.
I don't believe it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.